Mm. Okay, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Bongi Dlomo Mawutla. Mm-hmm. I'm a visual artist as well as an art administrator and curator. I curate exhibitions, visual arts, timelines, archives, whatever is something that you can exhibit, dealing with both text and visuals, which then, as we're looking at the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the AU, of the OAU, now AU, as well as the 100 years of the Land Act and the 140 years of UNISA, we just felt that doing this on Africa Day would just have more gravitas, yeah. I must say, yeah. Yeah.
Now, from your side, how important do you think the story of this exhibition is?
I think it's very important in that when you just think about everything that makes the world tick, it is land. And out of land, you extract all these minerals. All over the world, the mineral extraction is a politicized event. In any, you go to Brazil, you go to Kenya, you go to Congo, but I mean, we are in South Africa and we know how it started. It all started with Kimberley and with gold, with the gold, and we know how the scramble for taking over the country happened. And this is where we are. Many years later, with COSATU and NUM and AMCU and all of this, all of these are a fight about wealth and a fight about existence and a fight about wanting to belong to something and to to have a piece of this thing, this elusive wealth. It's sad when you look at some of the images here in the Paradox, this installation, you see how the black miners are really struggling to get this thing that they are never going to, that's never going to really come back to them, because they are workers. And and you see the machines. What I like about the exhibition is it's a celebration of the machine, of the engineers, of this thing that has gone to actually dig into the ground together. But on the other side, there is this thing. Was it necessary? Did we need it? Could we have survived without the minerals? And as the artist says, most of the things that we do are around what is extracted from the land. What excited me about it is that it is an industry that is very male-dominated, and to find a female artist going into it was, for me, just exciting. So I've wanted to work with Jeanette on this project for a long time, and we're very lucky that UNISA had the space at this very important, on this very important period for the AU and UNISA's 140 years and the 100 years of the Land Act. Because I think the Land Act, the promulgation of the Land Act, was really very linked to the resources that come from the land. And so we have looked at how we can deal with this, because it is a paradox, and it's there, it's in front of us, and we see it all the time. We see the headgears, some of them are no longer working, some of them are working. You hear about the massacres like Marikana, and all of it is now. It's very, it belongs to the 19th century, but it belongs to now, so it's a ongoing story. Maybe we should just call it a never-ending story. Yes, a continuum. Yeah.